up. It's time to go under the Friday night lights with a look at the big game of the week.
Ooh, rivalry renewed in Seattle. O'Day and Bishop Blanchette. What has it been, 22 years, Steve, that O'Day has defeated Blanchette? But this Blanchette team, I've heard some things about this Blanchette team. And for Andy Novak has told me some things about this Blanchette football team. They can play ball a little bit, can't they?
It's been 22 long years, and ever since I've kind of been covering football, Blanchette's always kind of been progressively getting a little bit better each year, and I kind of always have them on my radar a little bit. Tonight's game was definitely going to be an exciting one because we all know about Eastside Catholic. They're kind of the Batman of the Metro League. And we kind of think O'Day and Blanchette, also with 4-0 records, who's going to be the Robin? Because it's a very top-heavy league. It's those three teams and then everybody else. So it was going to be interesting to see how this one would shake out. And it started out pretty exciting. Blanchette grabbed the early momentum. They capitalized on a turnover. O'Day capitalized on a turnover when the Braves were charging down the field. Alex Freeman looked like he was gonna plunge into the end zone, almost like a Ross Bowers play that we saw last year, where he dove in there and got to the end zone line there, but popped out of his hands, and O'Day jumped on it in the end zone. They got a touchback out of that. Weren't able to capitalize, and after that, the Braves got the ball and they scored. Alex Freeman found Jamick Satterwhite in the end zone to take an early 7-0 lead. They'd carry that into the second quarter, where O'Day got on the board when Nathan West found Sam Sanchez on a 17-yard strike. They were able to capitalize again with 48 seconds left in the first half when West found Race Porter, which is a great name. He's also their punter. And, God, that kid can kick the ball. Oh my! He had this one that just sent the return man. He was backpedaling like an outfielder. But anyway, at the half, it was 14-7. And so an interesting thing at halftime was the Braves, they stayed on the field during halftime. They didn't return to the locker room because if you've ever been there, you know that you have to go down the hill. You got to go kind of a ways to get to the locker room and come back up. They just stayed on the field because it looked like they might have been pretty gassed after that first half.
Down 14-7.
Down 14-7. And then O'Day, they got on the board early in the third quarter again, and it looked like the tides were turning their way. But after that, it was all Blanchette because they went on a 27 unanswered point streak.
Whoa.
Led by a lot of onside kick recoveries and just weird plays happening in their favor, and they were end up able to come out with a victory by actually two possessions. 34-21 was the final.
Unbelievable. Sixth-ranked Blanchette upsetting third-ranked O'Day, snapping a 22-game losing streak to the Irish. Do you have any big-time performers or anybody you want to give a special mention to today?
I'd like to give a special mention to Hunter Franco, who's filling some big shoes for Miles Gaskin last year. You know, I thought O'Day was going to come out with kind of a different look, but they still have that featured back that Monty Kohler likes to run, just play after play, and he was getting big chunks of yards. Alex Freeman, the quarterback for Blanchette, had a real good game. He looked pretty sharp out there, so, you know, leading them to a huge victory, and it looks like they're going to kind of take that second spot in the Metro.
Well, you were certainly at the big game of the night tonight in the state of Washington. I would have a hard time finding a bigger game than sixth-ranked Blanchette and third-ranked O'Day, and especially with an upset like that and a big comeback. So congratulations to the Braves. They break the streak, the 22-game losing streak to O'Day, and, boy, they're going to be vaulting up the polls. Probably a flip-flop, I would imagine. Blanchette probably goes to the 3 spot behind Eastside Catholic and Bellevue, and O'Day may slide to the 6 spot. O'Day should still certainly be in the top 10, though, even after that loss to Blanchette. Still a very, very good football team, and we probably will see these two teams take on each other later on in the playoffs as well.